Thank you. It's a great privilege to be invited to address such an august body.
I only wish that Holmes could be here too, but as you may know, he has now retired to the country to study the art of apiary, beekeeping, as it's more commonly known. Now, my memory has never been entirely reliable, but I will do my best to answer the question which I think is on everybody's lips. What was he like to know? Sherlock Holmes. Well, of course, we have the case histories. Holmes very kindly allowed me to retell our adventures in a series of late Victorian publications, of which Strand Magazine in London and Collier's in the United States of America are the best known.
We lived, of course, in Baker Street in West London. Ah, happy days. 221B was the epitome of a comfortable late Victorian residence, and around him Holmes kept those items essential to his profession and to our relaxation. He recognized his amazing powers of deduction when he pointed out that I had just returned from Afghanistan. How did he know? Well, he explained later. I'd been introduced to him as a doctor, but I also had the air of a military man. My skin was tanned, but my face was haggard, clearly the result of a tropical disease. He also noticed that I carried my left arm in an unnatural manner, which he deduced quite correctly was the result of a recent injury. Afghanistan, he concluded, was the only place in the tropics where an English army doctor at that time could recently have sustained such an injury. Elementary. And he himself was most interested in the origins of his own ability, in the Greek interpreter, for example. He attributed it to heredity, on the grounds that his brother Mycroft possessed it to an even greater degree than he did. In A Study in Scarlet, on the other hand, he refers to long habit, which he said enabled him to reach his lightning conclusions. In acknowledging the roles both of inherited and acquired learning, he was well ahead of today's research into the origins of intelligence. No biography of Holmes would be complete without an examination of his greatest triumph in The Hound of the Baskervilles. My friends, his life was packed full of adventure and intrigue, and it has been my pleasure to act as his Boswell.